New Country, Minnesota 93. It's TJ back in studio, and I'm joined by Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
So today we're talking about something called the Back to Home Program, and this is a good opportunity for us to talk about how not everybody that gets services provided by Freedom Home Care are on a long-term basis. There can definitely be a temporary solution for some problems you may have that involve Freedom Home Care. So let's talk about that program.
Yeah, the Back to Home program is actually meant for a short-term situation. So this program is specifically for people who need to have a safe transition home, maybe from a hospital stay or from a rehab stay at a skilled nursing facility. So what we do is we really pack in some extra care for that person for that first 5 days coming home. So that means we'll have somebody come and pick them up from the hospital or for rehab, help them get situated, get their medications picked up, even come back into the home and let's say they've been gone for 2 weeks, maybe clean out the fridge, you know, some of those little things you don't think of, but then also stick around for those 5 days to make sure that they have extra assistance with ambulation, with any exercises they might have for therapy, with some personal cares that might be difficult while they're recovering, all those sorts of things, and even the follow-up visit, too.
Good to know that people are out there thinking of those things, too, because sometimes they just happen, and all of a sudden you find yourself like a deer in the headlights wondering, what am I going to do?
So. Oh, yeah, and there's so much to that, you know, with that time, it's just confusing, and having somebody to come home and say, okay, now you're here. This is what your discharge plan was. This is what we need to do to make you successful. So we actually have our nurse involved in this package. And at the end of that 5 days, she's going to say, kind of reassess and say, this is what we see as maybe your needs moving forward. Maybe it's you need a little more home care, or maybe it's like, hey, you're doing great. See ya. Thanks for choosing Freedom
right.
Home Care.
That's great.
But then we also have our case managers involved as well, where there is a free 24-hour emergency contact service for that month,
okay.
Which is really a nice addition to that program as well.
Sounds like you've thought of everything. Tonight, you are gathering a lot of people together for a caregiver support group. What's happening this evening, and where do we need to go for that?
Yeah, so we actually help out with a caregiver support group for people with family members living with dementia and Alzheimer's. And that is held at Crossview Covenant Church on the first Thursday of every month from 6:30 to 8. And we have a couple representatives from Freedom Home Care and then also Kim Ahlender from Birchwood Cottages, which is a memory care building that can help people through that kind of tough time of caring for loved ones.
Great place to ask some questions and get some information and move ahead from there, I suppose.
Yes.
And what was the time again?
So it's 6:30 to 8. The first Thursday of each month at Crossview Covenant Church.
All right. And it's just to show up, or do we need to RSVP at all?
No, you can just show up. And if you haven't been there before, the group is so welcoming, and it's really a amazing supportive situation.
Crossview Covenant Church right next to Dakota Meadows in Upper North Mankato. You can't miss a big, beautiful church.
Yep.
And a lot of room to get those kind of meetings and things done. So if we want to get in touch and ask some more questions and learn a little bit more, how do we get in a hold of Freedom Home Care?
So you can go out to our website. There's information about the Back to Home program and about caregiver support group, and that's at freedomhomecarellc.com. Otherwise, give us a call at 507-387-HOME or 387-4663.
Christine Nessler with me today from Freedom Home Care. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.